You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
60 million women in the U.S. are going through menopause or perimenopausal symptoms right now, and we are desperate to find the best ways to minimize our symptoms. Today on Wellness for Life Radio, we have one of the leading evidence-based integrative medicine physicians from the UK, founder of Chiron Clinic, Dr. Nigel Eccles, and he's here to share some of his best strategies to help women all around the world. Welcome, doctor. Thanks for being on the call, and all the way from England.
I am from the UK, but right now I'm in sunny Spain.
No kidding. Well, that's the that's the best part of doing radio. You can be anywhere around the world, and we can connect with you. Thanks
Absolutely.
So much for being here. Now, so many women suffering from perimenopause and menopause. And, you know, what we know is that some people might have really barely any symptoms. Others have so much more miserable symptoms, such as insomnia and anxiety and terrible mood swings, almost like you're having a multiple personality. So difficult to relieve from woman to woman. What do you suggest? I mean, what's going on with us? And has this been all along, or is it just getting worse for us women?
It's a very good question, that is, whether it's getting worse or not, because I'm not sure about that. I think our lifestyles may make the symptoms worse, and I have sort of reasons for saying that. But, you know, we're talking about 80% of women who reach menopause or perimenopausal age will have some kind of symptom, whether it's physical or emotional. And as you alluded to just now, the emotional symptoms are prevalent in at least half of women. So they're very underestimated. Everyone focuses on the physical symptoms, the hot flushes, etc. But the emotional symptoms are very prevalent and majorly intrusive in a lot of women, and they vary from mood swings to depression to anxiety attacks, and they can be actually the main feature with some women. Now they are I believe that there are obviously cultural differences, and if you look at the Far Eastern women compared to the West, they don't suffer from menopause symptoms as significantly as we do in the West. So clearly there are some environmental factors that are relevant, and certainly I believe some dietary factors which are crucially involved. It seems that they who have more fish and plant-based diets compared to the dietary we have, and they probably eat less sugar as well, they have lower estrogen levels than we do in the West. So one of the theories is that because they have lower estrogen levels, as those levels fall, as they approach menopause, maybe they're not coming down from such a high level, and therefore they're less likely to have symptoms. We don't know if that is the reason or not. It could be related to their philosophy, something else to do with their lifestyle. But clearly there is an East-West divide in symptomatology. We in the West, it's 80% of women can expect to have some kind of menopause symptoms, and in a large proportion of them, they are majorly intrusive.
You know, I love what you're saying, that there is a difference in lifestyle between the East and West, because I'm actually Korean, Dr. Nigel. Do you go by Dr. Nigel or Dr. Eccles?
It's actually Nijon.
Nijon.
Most people say Dr. Nijon. I'm happy with that. Yeah.
That's great, Dr. Nijon. So, Dr. Nijon, being that I'm from Korea, you know, I'm actually in that menopausal state, you know. But for various reasons, I ended up having less symptoms. Part of it is because of the type of work I do, being a natural practitioner, doing everything naturally, using food as my medicine, using natural supplements. But in Asia, also in the East, we have a lot less estrogenic-driven cancers. Cancer.
Yes, absolutely.
So I do definitely feel the same way as what you're saying, is that there is clearly a difference, whether it's from lifestyle, but also, in the Asian countries, we don't eat as much red meat and yes. possibly meat that's adulterated with hormones. Yes. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I'm sure that that's relevant too. Is that, you know, it may not just be the proportion of meat, but the fact that the meat that we're eating is reared. The animals are reared with compounds which are estrogenic by nature, and therefore we don't know that they're not stimulating the estrogen receptors in the same way that estrogen is. There's so many factors which could come into play here. And that are relevant to the story and the differences that we're seeing culturally.
Right. Well, you know, the fact that you know, you're being Dr. Nijon from the UK and more in the Western world. I mean, I mean is, you know, more with using the natural herbs that we know, the DHEA. I'm sure that some of your practices. What is your favorite protocol that you use in your practice at the Chiron Clinic to help women that are transitioning so that they can feel better faster?
Okay, so there are several bases for my types of therapy, and all of them are connected by the least invasive approach possible. So I don't use synthetic HRT, for example, in my practice at all. I will use, in some cases, and I'm sure we're going to end up talking about this a little bit later, I will recommend just a simple device called Lady Care for them to wear. And in 75% of women, that will be effective. And it's a very simple magnetic device which attaches in the underwear. And for many women, it's caused, and we've found from our research, it brings about symptomatic relief in a significant proportion. Now, other than that, many women come to see me because they choose to have natural hormones. They want the bioidentical hormones. And in many cases, we're able to individualize those to the patient, to the woman in front of me, so that they get what they need and what they're particularly deficient in. So if we measure in their blood or urine that they're deficient in estrogen and progesterone, and that's what they get. If they're deficient in testosterone or DHEA, then we might recommend that they add those into their protocol as well. The advantage of this approach is that it's very individualized and based on that woman's physiology and her deficiencies. And we find that not only do they get relief of symptoms, but they get all of the functional and preventative benefits of the hormones without some of the long-term downsides that we know of the synthetic hormones.
So what it sounds to me, HRT for our listeners is hormone replacement therapy.
Yes.
They might not know what that means. But what I wanted to share is that for that type of therapies, you must take this right type of laboratory testing to get precise numbers. Isn't that correct?
Exactly. I think if it's done properly, then your physician will examine your blood and or your urine to begin with, so he knows what your baseline levels are. And furthermore, he will use the same test, he or she will use the same test to monitor and make sure that you're being replaced to the right level.
Got it. Gosh, we are already out of time. You know, it's amazing how fast our sessions go together, you know. But, you know, Dr. Nijon, so thankful that you're here sharing great information. I would love to give everyone that you can go to the ChironClinic.com, Chiron, which is a C-H-I-R-I-R-O-N, clinic.com, to get more information.